KXSRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hi, this is Chris Whitehaus, and I have with me...
Welcome to our KXFM Takeover, and I am Max Whitehaus. I love KXFM. Today our theme is peace, love, and rock and roll. Text the word MAX to 949-715-5936. Now, say thank you to everyone who donated to help the radio station.
So we have a caller already, correct?
We do.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. Hi, Max. This is
Hi,
Grandma,
Betty.
And Grandpa's here, too.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the station. Thank you so much for your donation. What would you like to say?
I wanted to say thank you, Grandma and Grandpa, for us. We have a song for you. This is for Grandma and Grandpa, Take Five by Dave Brubeck.
Oh, you know your grandpa, don't you?
Yeah.
Love you, Max. Thank you, and have fun and enjoy. Love you.
Georgia Betty, thank you so much for your generosity and love over the years.
Well, thank you guys for all the love and joy you give us. Thank you.
Thank
love you.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We will always remember you.
Oh, thank you, Max. Love you. Bye-bye.
We are back. This is Chris Whitehouse and
Max Whitehouse.
And we are here for the KXFM Takeover today.
Yeah.
Remember, you can do what, Max?
You can find our donation page by saying, texting the word MAX to 949-715-5936.
Very good. And our theme for the day is what?
Peace, love, and rock and roll.
Peace, love, and rock and roll. All right, so when they invited us to come on air, I asked Max, I said, Max, what song do you want to play? And his response was what?
No Surrender.
By?
Bruce Springsteen. This is for all the Jersey girls and boys, and of course, Alyssa.
So I remember my first Bruce concert when I was 17 years old. We all got together at the high school because we had to wait for some of our friends who were had football practice. And we all went over to the old Spectrum over in Philadelphia. And I can't believe that was 38 years ago. So this goes out to all of the Jersey boys, everybody from Pensacola that's still back on the East Coast. We love you. Thank you so much for your donations. And we are looking forward to taking Max to his first Bruce show because they are touring next year and he's excited. So, all right, here we go.
Busted out of class.
song.
So I just found out Max knows just about all of the words to that song. He sang in the studio the entire time.
Yay!
It was awesome. So we do have another caller, and we would like to introduce Michelle Mangione.
To the radio show, Michelle on the drums and guitar and the harmonica, Angela Ruggiero on the keyboard. Steve Sost on the bass.
On the bass.
Go Michelle Mangione. Go to michellemangione.com for a show info.
Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
We sure can.
Yep. Loud and clear.
How are you doing?
So we're so happy to have you on. And we were introduced to you by our good friend, Nancy Young. And we want to thank her and, of course, her dogs, Jack and Lucy, for introducing us to your great band.
Yes, thank you so much, because I adore you guys. And I noticed one of the things that I was so excited about is I heard Take Five for the first time in a long time, and that was one of the songs that when I was a little girl, I used to play on the drums.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was one of the first songs that that I learned when I was on the drum. My dad taught me how to play.
Take Five?
Yeah, when it was Dave Brubeck, he used to put on Dave Brubeck records for me, and Time Out was one of them, and Take Five was one of the first songs. I love that song. I love Dave Brubeck, so thank you for playing that.
You're welcome, and we're excited because Max just started his piano lessons again on Monday. So we're going to see if we can nail that one down.
Yeah, right on.
So we wanted to talk about your band. We have Michelle plays the drums, and it's the most interesting setup because she plays the guitar at the same time. And
the drums and the harmonica.
And harmonica, that's right. And Angie Riggio's on keyboards and Steve Sost on the bass. Right? And one of the funny stories with Max is when we would go see you play, every time we talked about Here Comes the Sun, we would say, Max, who sings that? Or who played that? Who's that?
I said Michelle Mangione, but it's actually the Beatles.
The Beatles, that's right.
The Beatles, but I wish I wrote.
That's right.
Wait, I have a question. Is there any song that you did write? I mean,
lots of songs, and we're going to play one in a minute, Max.
Oh, I know what it is.
You do?
I don't want to talk about it.
So the neat thing about how this all ties together, going back to Nancy Young, she gave Max a CD, the Torquay CD, Steve Sost Band, the Torquays, which is a surf band. And I know that Tommy J had him on for, I think, 3 or 4 shows. Okay, I think I'm getting a signal here. So the song we're going to play is Edge of Madness. And this was written in the wake of the BP oil disaster in Louisiana in 2010, correct?
Correct, yeah. It was actually
an oil spill over that could fill over 1,000 pools that are 8 feet long to be per case.
Wow.
And 17 feet deep. No, 12 feet. No, 8 feet deep.
We're going to let Michelle tell us about The Edge of Madness.
I didn't know that, though, Max. That's some pretty good information to know. The Edge of Madness after the oil spill was Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane asked if I would write the lyrics because she wanted to donate some money to the people of the Gulf Coast because they were just slammed. You know, that was after Katrina, the first big hurricane. That was after Katrina. And then they got hit with the oil spill. So she wrote these lyrics and I wrote the music and then we just put out the song and had a bunch of people. You'll hear Bill Medley singing a part at the end. And if people just donated their time, There was Martha Davis.
I have a list here. Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, Tom Dumont from No Doubt, Billy Zoom from X, Martha Davis from the Motels, Kid Ramos from the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Larry Hansen from Alabama, Terry Nunn from Berlin, and Steve Hodges from Tom Waits and the Smashing Pumpkins. That is quite a group to get together for a great cause.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That is
pretty amazing.
So you're going to be at the Sawdust Festival all summer long and at the Orange Farmers Market every fourth Saturday, right?
Correct.
And your website is?
Is michellemangione.com.
michellemangione.com. Thank you, Michelle, for calling in. We're going to play your wonderful song, The Edge of Madness.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you so much.
Hear our story. Who will see this hell? Who will bring us justice? Tell me who will. At a railroad station in Baton Rouge, there's a train to Crescent City. Urban Street keeps calling him back to a Cajun girl so pretty. Old men sit outside the bars, tell stories they can't forget. Songs fly up to the evening stars on distant clouds. Now he sees the sorrow and the anger of the crowd. She said, rise up for tomorrow. Stand together, cry out loud. Who will hear our story? Who will see this hell?
That was who, Max?
That was the love.
That was Michelle Mangione.
That was Michelle Mangione. The Edge of Madness.
And if you want to see more of her, go to
michellemangione.com.
All right.
For show info.
That's right. So our theme today is peace.
Peace, love, and rock and roll.
That's right. And I want to thank my wonderful wife, Susan, for all of her support through all of this. You want to say thank you, Mama?
Thank you, Mama.
We've been having a fun time preparing for this and asking for donations from everybody. And I know that Susan was a huge supporter in all of this. So thank you, babe.
Psst, Erica.
So if you want to donate, what do we do, Max? Text the word Max to...
Max to 949-715-5936.
Very good.
So, Erica?
I believe we have another caller.
Did you see it was only a...
Let's listen, see who it is. Put your headphones on. Hello.
Hello? This is not going.
We have a caller there somewhere. I guess. In the meantime, we'll give out the information again.
No.
Text Max to...
949-715-5936.
And we want to thank everybody who's donated. Apparently, we're at the top of, not the top of the leaderboard, but very close to the top. And Max is looking to win that
trophy.
That big trophy called the Silver Tongue Award, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Please help me donate more money. More than 550.
All right. So we do have a caller here.
I mean 5,000.
Here we go. Hello. Who's on?
Hello. This is Kate.
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 Hi, Max.
What do you say, Max?
How are
Hi,
you?
I'm good.
I'm sitting here with Lulu.
Lulu. Kate is one of our great neighbors, and we want to thank you, right? What do you say to Kate?
Thank you.
And congratulations, Kate. Kate became a grandma 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Yes. We're so happy for you.
Very exciting. So, Max, tell me what you're doing there.
So what are we doing here, Max?
Oh, we have a little radio show, and we have to donate money.
So we're
asking
people.
Okay, what are we donating money to, Max?
To the radio station. They need more money.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, they need more money.
And then there's like this big trophy that you win.
So all the money goes to help the radio station.
For what?
That's right.
What? Why do we need the money?
Max is asking, why do we need the money? Well, all of this equipment costs money. The building costs money.
Why do we need more radio station music? Because it's awesome to listen to.
And it's a very big part of the community, because if there was a disaster or an emergency, this radio station can go on the air and let everybody know that there's a situation. When we had the fires in town, they were telling people what was going on before anybody else could. So it's important that everybody donate.
Well, I'm glad that I just got that little education, because I didn't know that the radio station did that. So I'm glad that you two are making everybody aware of that. So how do I donate?
You donate money from like a computer thing?
So you can type the word Max.
Max?
Max to what number?
To 949-715-5936.
And apparently he's got memorized. Well, he's not even looking at his notes anymore, which is awesome.
Max, you're amazing. All righty. Well, I will do that, and you guys take another call, and I'll see you all soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Kate.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.
Hi to Lulu for you. And also Kate and Charlie and Pepper.
Oh, and Charlie and Pep, yes,
and
I will.
And Claire.
And Claire. Okay, we'll do.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So I don't think we have another caller now, right? No. Okay, so this song is going to go out to our dear friends, Sandra and Michael. Uncle Mike and Aunt Sam, we call them, right?
Yeah.
So we met Michael and Sandra years ago. Susan and I were walking around our Wesley district handing out flyers for the disaster preparedness meetings that we used to have every quarter. And Michael answered the door in a New Orleans Jazz Fest t-shirt, and we immediately became friends. And I think that was about 8 years ago. So the neat thing about this next song is that they wanted to get something Max special for his second birthday. So they got in touch with Norman Greenbaum.
Dad, I want to do that.
Oh, you want to say it? Go ahead. You tell the story.
So this is for Uncle Mike and Aunt Sam. Spirit in the Sign by Norman Greenbaum. Thank you for my signed record and letting us watch Lewis. Brendan, we had to watch our, they got a dog about two years ago, and we needed to watch them because they had to go to a wedding. So
Max got to babysit a doggy.
Yeah, and I got to sleep in the bed with him.
That's
also, and we, it didn't, for the record, the signed record didn't always come that easily. So first the thing they said for my second birthday, they asked for a record, and it was Spirit in the Sky. And they said, I'll start working on that right now. And then it was coming, but it never came. And it didn't arrive for my second birthday. And then, so they called Norman, and he said, well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We must have had a flaw from with that thing. How about I send a picture and that thing, the record? And they said, great. Bye.
So Norman Greenbaum sent a photo of himself holding Max's signed Happy Birthday
record,
Spirit in the Sky album.
And he also sent them album.
And too. Then he sent the album. And we hear this song whenever we're out with Michael and Sandra. So this song is one of those songs that we always just kind of look at each other and smile because we hear it and we love it. So here it is.
Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky.
By Norman Greenbaum.
When I
That was Norm. All right, that wraps it up. That was Norman Greenbaum, but that's not the end of our show yet.
All right, and we do have another caller. Let's see who it is, Max.
Know who it is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Oma and Opa.
Hi, Chuhu. We are enjoying your show.
Thank you. Guess what? We have a song for you.
You do?
Yeah.
And what could that be?
Well, you'll have to see and find out.
You'll have to stay and find out.
Our family is so proud of your dad and you, Max, supporting all that's going on in Laguna. And it was great to hear Michelle and the Bruce Springsteen song. And we just hope that all the people listening to your show will contribute to the great cause of the radio station.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dad. So this song that I picked out for you is something I remember from my childhood. My mom and dad, John and Molly, live up in Huntington Beach. And I don't think we realized at the time, I have an older brother and a younger brother, Mark and Greg. And they introduced us to great music. I still have the vinyl collection that we would play on our old Sansui receiver and turntable back in Pensauken. And we listened to everything from Janis Joplin to the Beatles, the Carole King, and of course this next guy. And I was able to see him a few years back at the Coach House before he passed away, and I was able to get all of those records signed. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for your donation. Thank you for all of your love and support over the years, and thank you for everything that you do for Max. Max, what do you want to say to Omar?
You're welcome.
Thank you. And
love you. Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich. What do you say, Max?
Ich liebe dich.
All right.
That means in German.
Who's this, Max? Let's see. You want to introduce it? Who is it? Where'd it go? Here it is. This is
from my Oma and Opa. It's called It's a Song for You by Leon Russell.
Love you guys.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You like your surprise?
Yep.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love's in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and now we're singing this song for you. We were alone and now we're singing this song for you. We were alone and now we're singing my song. Singing this song for you.
All right, and we are back. What do you say, Max?
How did you like that song, folks? We have another caller coming in.
All right, let's see who's on the line.
Is that Mad Max and Chris?
Yes, sirree.
It's your favorite disc. It's your favorite ranch disc jockey in Jackson.
What's going on, Max? Chris?
Hey, Jackson. Hey, Mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Lots of fun.
Yeah?
Lots of fun. A little bit.
I love that.
A little too much lemonade before the show started, but we're all good.
Don't share that.
you're all jacked up. Jacked up on the lemonade. I really liked the Norman Greenbaum. That was an obscure one. Way to go.
Yes.
And I liked your stories.
Yeah, it's a lot of
it makes it so much more interesting. Now you're nailing it, you guys.
Thank you so much. What do you say? What do you want to say to Mark and Jackson?
Have a good time.
What do you want to say about where we go to every once a month? How much fun we have there?
The ranch.
The ranch. Well, Mark, Mark, we want to thank
that is unbridled enthusiasm right there.
I know. The end of the lemonade must have stopped working.
How much are you bribing the kid?
Max, talking to the microphone.
Guess what? I hardly drank any lemonade at all.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Know your limits. Know your limits.
So we wanted to play a song for you as a thank you for all of the great times that we've had. Maxie, let's just focus on what we're talking about, okay? For all of the great times we've had at the ranch at Vino and Vinyl.
Oh, that is very nice of you guys. What did you pick out, Max?
So before we start, it's amazing to watch Max as he gets older and going up on the stage with confidence, just standing next to you with your great collection of vinyl.
Dad.
Right, Max?
What song?
Maxie, please stop asking that. So this version of the song that we're going to play was played by who, Max?
South Laguna Garden Band. It's called Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon by the South Laguna Garden Band. And we want to thank the band and Tom Joliet and Tom and Gail for all of their support over the years. It was really nice to be able to combine the two to play Harvest Moon for Mark. And a little thank you and a thank you for Tommy J. So here is Harvest Moon by the Garden Band.
Right on. Love you guys. Thank you, Max.
You're welcome. And this is Harvest Moon by the South Laguna Garden Band.
All
yeah.
Right.
Come a little bit closer. Hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we can dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising,
Let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel the night. I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon, watched you from afar. And when we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But now I'm still in love with you. I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon. I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
Alrighty, Max, who was that playing?
That was Harvard. That was the South Laguna Garden Band.
The South Laguna Garden Band. Who plays the ukulele in that band?
Ukulele Uncle Tom.
And who has an awesome radio show here on Sundays from 5 to 7?
Ukulele Uncle Tom.
Well, Tommy J, right? And I believe he is on the line. Let's take a call. Tommy.
Hello,
there?
Hello.
Hey, Tommy J.
Hello, Tommy J.
Well, yeah, I could not believe we were hearing Max singing with the Garden Band, and Auntie Guitar Gail is here, too.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Gail.
So we just wanted to say real quick, we love your show, and we
Thanks.
Donated to KXFM because
My mom's
of
coming into the station.
Max.
Thank you.
Oh,
Max,
great.
What do you say, bud? What do you say? Thank you so much. And Tommy, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, with all the things you do for this radio station and with the Garden Band and all of the little sound bites that we've recorded Max to play on your show. So now Max
He's the best surf reporter. When Mark Freeman's off checking surf, Max Wipeout Whitehouse is the best surf reporter yet.
And it's amazing how comfortable he is now in the studio. So maybe we'll come in and join you on your show one of these days.
How about this Sunday? You guys are welcome.
That's right. We will see if our calendar is open. But Tommy,
thank
you so much.
All right. Well, we love you guys. You have more people on the phone. So we'll say aloha and thanks for all you're doing.
What do you say, Max?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks, Gail. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. I'll say hi to my mom for you.
All right. And I think we have another caller on already. And it's amazing how quickly this hour has gone. Max, how can people donate to the show? What do they do? Text?
The word MAX to 949-715-5936.
That's 949-715-5936. All right. Let's take another call real quick. Are they on? All right. We have a caller out there. Can't hear anyone.
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I know who.
Hello?
Hello, Sonny.
Hi, Sonny.
New by my voice, huh? Max, you're doing a great job helping your dad with the program.
I'm actually helping him, Sonny.
Oh, you think so?
No. I'm helping Dada. Blah, blah.
That's right. You're both doing an outstanding job, so it's great
Thanks.
To hear your voice, and thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Thank you. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the CERT program with Sunny today. Max, what do you know about the CERT program?
Well,
in the microphone, here you go.
It's called the... What's it?
It's called... What does it stand for? CERT stands for...
Community Emergency Response Team.
Right, and it's a free... What, training?
Training.
Free training that the fire department offers.
A free CERT training to residents and business throughout the year. Next training will be in the fall.
That's right. And where do you go? You can go to
LagunaBeachCity.net and type in CERT in the search bar for more info.
All right.
That means
informants. Sunny, what do you want? What's that, Max?
That means more informants.
More information. That's right. Sonny, what do you want to share about CERT? Sonny is our director. Sonny Myers is our director of CERT in the city.
And next we'll have Brendan Mann.
Well, what I'd like to share with everybody is it's important to be prepared for all emergencies. You should have an emergency go bag and be prepared. And also, don't forget your pet. Have a go bag with you for your dog or your cats or your fur babies. And pay attention and take a CERT class and learn all about emergency preparedness. Well, you'll learn how to put out small fires and do first aid and learn about emergency preparedness. And you get to work with all the wonderful people at the city and our fire department.
So Max is deciding to sing into the microphone for some reason. So Max, where can we go get information? Hey, where can we get information about the CERT program? Do you remember?
You can go to
LagunaBeachCity.net
and type in CERT.
And it's a wonderful training that the city offers. And we have another
Keyword
one coming up in
CERT.
The fall.
And that search bar for more
information. Yes, that's right. And we want to thank KXFM because they partnered with the city to be a source of information when there is a disaster. So thank you.
That's right. That's the KXFM is one of our emergency radio stations, and they'll be handing out and pushing out information in an emergency if they need to with a backup generator. And they're a great partner for the city and with our CERT program.
All right. Well, thank you, Sonny, for calling in.
Hey, it was my pleasure, and good job, you guys, to Max and Chris, and go team, and let's see you win the takeover.
Thanks so much, Sonny. What do you say, Max?
All right. Have a good night, you guys. See you later.
Bye, Sonny.
Bye, Max. Adios, bud.
Bye. So do we have any other callers?
We do have one more caller, I think, and then I think we're going to wrap it up here.
No, there's two more callers.
Okay. Okay. All right, who do we have on?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Sam. Well, this is Aunt Sam. This is Sandra. And your Uncle Mike and I just thought it was so sweet that you shared that amazing story about Spirit in the Sky. So nice of you.
Thank you.
But most importantly, I really want to thank you for raising funds for our great radio station.
Yeah.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Aunt Sam?
Yeah?
Where are you?
I'm at home right now, but I got to tell you something. Even Lewis got in the spirit. He said he was going to donate, and so he's giving up getting one new dog toy this month so he can donate too. But thanks for what you're doing. It's
thank
amazing.
You guys, we love you.
Wait, how do you know that?
You guys are great. Thank you so much for doing this, and what a sweet acknowledgement. We really appreciated that.
Thank you. All righty. We'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Thanks for your donation.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Lewis says bye.
All righty. All right, Max. Sure. I think, what do we have?
Two.
Another.
Callers.
I think our time has come to an end. We want to thank everybody.
No, we actually.
What time is it? We have 1 minute left. What would you like to say to everybody?
Thank you for donating to our great radio station.
And what do you say about our theme today?
Peace, love, and rock and roll.
If you meet Max anywhere in town at the Sawdust Festival, he will teach you the secret handshake that he has for that peace, love, and rock and roll. And thank you, Mark Christie, for that. So I do want to thank everybody again. Can't thank you enough. We had a great time. I can't believe how quickly it went by. And what else, Max?
Well, that wraps up our interference.
All right. Thanks again, everyone. We love you all. And?
We hope you donate more to our great radio station.
All right. Everybody have a good evening. Thanks so much. We love you all.
Max and Chris signing out.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back, you may not brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. The white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac.